back to Denton, were you teaching again?
No, I was not teaching. I was on the substitute list, and I did do some substitute teaching. But I was approached about a new program that was coming to our area called the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. And it was new, and it was under the umbrella action on the national scene. And the idea was to take the talents and gifts of retired people and put them in places where they could volunteer and be extra resources for nonprofit agencies like schools and hospitals and libraries and cities and county offices and so on. So North Texas University made application for the job, for the program, and I was asked to, if I might be interested, and it just kind of slipped in without my being really aware, but I did help write the grant, but we had the person who was knowledgeable who, you know, did the work, but in the fullness of time, the grant came through, and so I had an office in Oak Street Hall, my supervisor, when I came, I had been at a conference meeting with the Woman's Society of Christian Service in Arkansas, and while there was a long distance call for me, and I went frightened to the death up to the little telephone building, wondered what in the world had happened to my family or what the crisis was, and it turned out to be Dorothy Bird, who was my supervisor, and she said, the RSVP grant has gone through, and when you come back from your stay there, come to the office, you're going to go to a training session in Houston. So that was an exciting time, and the minute I got back from my time at that conference, I went to Oak Street Hall, and Dorothy had a list of the participants and where they were from, and she had penciled my name at the bottom. And so my husband took me to the airport, Love Field, and I flew into Houston, and there were signs, if you're going to the Hyatt Regency, call this number, and so on, and that's where we were going. So I called, and a taxi came and got me to the Hyatt Regency, and I went to the room where we were assembled, and that's where we, along with 20 or so other people, got our initial training about how we're going to do our job. Now that we had this job with RSVP, how we were going to recruit, and how we were going to train and place people and evaluate and all that. So it was a big learning curve for me.